You know, during the week ending 31 July 2026, something really shifted in how people were talking about AI. It stopped being all about what models can do and started being about safety, responsibility, and governance.
And that was a meaningful change. It wasn't driven by a sudden jump in intelligence. It was driven by AI becoming part of real systems, productivity tools, customer service, education, finance, healthcare, and enterprise operations.
Right, and once AI started showing up in daily workflows, the cost of failure went up. Suddenly, safety wasn't just a technical concern anymore. It became a mainstream issue for companies, investors, regulators, and users.
The main idea behind that shift is that AI is moving from experimentation to deployment. Capability alone is no longer enough.
The industry has spent a long time chasing performance, faster inference, longer context, better reasoning, stronger benchmarks. But now the bigger questions are about trust and control.
Users and organizations are asking much more careful questions. Can the system handle sensitive information? Can its outputs be explained or audited? Can it be stopped or corrected? Who is accountable when something goes wrong? And how are risks tested before release?
And those aren't just technical questions. They're operational, legal, and ethical ones too.
One major driver of the shift is that regulation and governance are becoming much more concrete.
That's a big one. Governments, industry bodies, and enterprise buyers are no longer satisfied with vague promises of responsible AI. They want clearer standards, documentation, and evidence. Things like model cards, risk assessments, incident reporting, transparency about training data, and defined processes for managing harmful outputs.
For companies, that means safety is becoming a product requirement. A model can't just perform well. It also needs to be reliable, explainable, and safe enough to operate in real business environments.
Enterprises are especially sensitive to that change, and it's easy to see why.
Startups may accept more risk in exchange for speed, but companies operating in regulated industries face much stricter scrutiny from legal, compliance, procurement, and security teams.
Before AI tools are allowed near production systems, businesses want to know whether the system has been tested against known failure modes. They also want to know whether it can be monitored after deployment, whether it can be rolled back if it underperforms, whether the vendor has a clear incident response process, and whether the model's behavior can be constrained in sensitive contexts.
That reflects a more mature adoption process. It's less about hype and more about operational readiness.
For teams building with AI, the takeaway is clear. Speed still matters, but it can't come at the expense of control.
The fastest or most impressive model is not necessarily the right one if it cannot be governed safely.
Developers and product teams need to bring safety into the design process earlier, through evaluation, monitoring, human oversight, and honest disclosure of limitations.
That's especially important in high-stakes areas, where the consequences of a mistake can be much more serious.
For startups, there's a real tension. The traditional emphasis is on moving quickly, but reckless deployment may now carry costs that outweigh the benefits of short-term speed.
Companies that treat safety as a core engineering discipline are likely to build more durable products and earn greater user trust.
There's also a very human dimension to all of this. People are becoming more aware that AI systems can shape information, influence decisions, and automate parts of daily life.
That awareness brings both opportunity and concern. AI can improve productivity, reduce repetitive work, and expand access to support. But users are also more alert to risks such as inaccurate information, hidden manipulation, privacy loss, and opaque decision-making.
I think that's why safety has become a public conversation. People don't just want smarter tools. They want trustworthy tools, understandable capabilities, and accountability when things go wrong.
Looking ahead, the focus on AI safety is likely to deepen.
We can expect more attention around governance frameworks, incident response, and the role of human oversight in automated systems.
Companies may also publish more information about how they test and monitor models, while regulators may move from broad principles to more specific requirements.
The central challenge will be balancing safety with innovation. Too much restriction can slow progress, but too little oversight can lead to real harm.
The critical takeaway is that the next phase of AI development will be judged not only by how capable models become, but by how carefully they are deployed, how transparently they are explained, and how responsibly their risks are managed.
That's why that week felt like a turning point. The conversation matured. Safety became part of the core AI story, and that shift is necessary if AI is to play a major role in work, communication, and public life.